Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Yes. I was talking to somebody about this over the weekend. The fact that she's got no filter, that she's coming on with us every day and thinks like there's zero wrong with what she's doing in this whole situation is really pretty scary.
What's almost mama cub syndrome? You know, like I think we've talked to parents who, whether you're a parent of a toddler or a parent of a teenager, if you know what is right for your child, then you will not be, your mind will not be changed.
And it seems to me like she doesn't have much of a life of her own. She's kind of like wrapped up in her kid's life.
Maybe that's it.
You know?
This is what she told us on Thursday, I think, going into the weekend.
I saw this other girl had posted something on his wall. I asked him about her, and he did actually say that she was the girl he actually wanted to ask to prom, but he didn't think that she would say yes. I was right, really.
Right about what?
The self-esteem thing. He doesn't think that he is at the same level as the girl he really wants to ask, so he asked someone that was a safer bet.
Okay, so we got the scorecard here, right? He tells mom who he's going to prom with.
Mm-hmm.
She says, oh, that's cool. Let me check out this girl on Facebook. So they go on Facebook together. Mom doesn't approve because this girl is, what'd she say, overweight, just doesn't seem
doesn't
to be
have
the
a
same.
Lot of friends
not
and is fat.
Friends. Yeah.
Social status not his.
Mm-hmm.
So he confesses to mom and says, there was somebody else I really wanted to ask, but I sort of thought she was out of my lane, so I went with this girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And mom over the weekend told us that she was going to try to, you know, talk him into going with the hotter one, or his original thought.
Yeah, you know, we talked about how we're worried that what he'll end up doing is not having any date, because if he breaks up with this girl, then that's rude. And then this, I mean, if she's that hot and she's that popular, she's already got a date to prom. You know what I mean?
Could be right.
So Megan is back on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Mom, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Do you hear what Jen was saying when we first picked you up, that maybe, you know, you don't have enough stuff going on in your own life, so you're sort of so invested in your sons that maybe that's why you're handling this thing the way you are?
I think I'm doing a pretty good job of handling this thing. I mean, I'm looking out for my son. I'm looking out for his best interests. I'm trying to ensure that his junior prom, which is going to be one of the most memorable nights of his youth, is the way it should be.
It's a little dramatic.
Yeah. Were you the not popular girl when you were in high school?
No, I was popular. Thank you.
But this isn't like some life decision. It's not like he's picking a college, you know? I mean, it's prom. It's junior prom.
It's not just about the girl he's taking to prom. It's about the way he sees himself. That's what, it's not that I particularly care about the girl, but what she represents to him and the pattern he starts setting up for his life now, which will carry into his adulthood, which is believing in himself and seeing himself for who he is and going after what he really wants.
Now, playing devil's advocate, which is a role I normally don't feel comfortable in.
That's true.
But
right.
let me just throw this out there. Like, in theory, if there is a girl that he really wanted to ask but felt that that girl was out of his league, so then went with a substandard choice, this other girl, in theory, isn't she teaching him to always strive for what you want?
Come on.
No.
I'm just saying.
He's already committed to somebody.
If this conversation took place before he asked Chunky, would it be...
Well, come on now.
Easy.
Yeah, now you're just being mean.
Just saying. If she called us before he asked the other girl.
But that it's irrelevant it's because he's already made a commitment. It's irrelevant.
But if she called us, would we encourage her to send him in the direction of the girl of his dreams?
No, I would.
Still be concerned about her, how involved she got in that.
Because you realize
I'd be concerned with her being a helicopter mom for sure.
We are now sucked into a movie that was filmed in the 90s and stars Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Here's the thing, your point is that this is more about how he sees himself. But what you're doing is you are setting him up for sort of a mental impression of him that he won't be able to change. Worst case scenario is if he goes to the junior prom with this girl and he has a miserable time, right? The memory he has of his junior year is he had a miserable time at prom, but he got it right his senior year. If he chooses to go the path you want, the memory that he has is he dumped this girl for another girl while she was really excited about going to the prom with him. That's what he's going to have to live with. Mm-hmm. That memory to me is way worse than having a crappy time.
Yeah.
If he even remembers her. It's your junior year. You don't remember. You break hearts all the time.
And if you're worried about his reputation or, you know, the way other people at school see him is going to be damaged far worse if he dumps the prom date he already asked before going. That's not cool.
I'm not worried about the way other people are going to see him. I'm
sure
worried
you
about
are.
The way
you
he
are.
Himself.
That's why you
want
about
the way he sees himself. That's the most important thing to me.
And you think that if he sees himself as a guy that commits to one girl but then changes his mind and goes with another is a positive self-impression?
Listen, it's about the way, like, you know, for him to go with this other girl, the girl that it's his second choice or whatever, his backup choice, without even trying to go out with the girl of his dreams, like you said, then his vision of himself is going to be someone that just settles.
Look,
that just, like, without even trying for the other thing, someone that just
But he's already asked her. It's already done.
And is the other girl moving to Australia or something right after?
Do you guys have children? Have you ever even met a teenage boy? Look, I mean, him coming back on a commitment that he's made this far is not going to be a strong, carved-in-stone memory for the rest of his life.
I've got embryos in the freezer now.
Melissa's a mom now.
But my thing is, Molly Ringwald ended up with Jake. You know what? Jake thought he wanted the hottie blonde, but what he ended up in his heart, he was with Molly Ringwald. I mean, we brought up Eddie's movies.
Can you explain that to Wendy real quick?
No, I've seen that movie.
Everybody's seen that movie.
Here's Tammy. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Good morning,
guys.
I did the same thing to my son. I actually picked the date and had, you know, oh, this is your best friend. You know, go out. Y'all look cute together. This is great. He said, no, Mom, I already picked my date. This is, you know, he said, so I'm not going with it. So I had to go back and apologize to the first young lady and tell her, he's not going to go out with you. He's, you know, he's already made his choice, and I'm so sorry. She had picked out a dress. They had went through the whole nine yards. I had picked out the suit to match the tie, everything. Ooh. And I had to go back to apologize to this young lady and actually took her out to dinner and told her I was so sorry. She didn't even go to prom.
Oh.
She didn't even go to prom that night because she felt so bad because he didn't take her. But I just felt so bad. I thought I would never butt in my kid's life, never. That's just something that you just don't do. Let them make their decisions and choices, and then let them live up to those things, not you. It's not her choice. It's his choice, and that's just the way it should be.
Thank you. Any of that make sense to you?
Well, that seems a little extreme. I mean, she talked to the girl herself. She asked him herself, and she picked out the suit, so it's not the same situation.
Will you feel bad?
I don't relate to that at all.
Will you feel bad if the first girl doesn't even go to prom at all?
Of course, I will feel bad. I don't think that'll be the case. I think that there's plenty of time before prom, and she'll.
How much time before prom? You're
talking
at this
about
point?
Weeks here.
Yeah, some weeks.
A couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Here is Dave. Good morning. You are on Q100. Hey, Dave.
How you guys doing? Okay. Love your show.
Thank you, man.
Thanks.
If she's controlling him to go to prom with some other girl, I mean, what else is she controlling him to do?
Yeah, this is just the beginning right here.
I mean, I have a mom just like that, and she drives me crazy.
and it doesn't end when you graduate high school or when you go to college and graduate college. I mean, it's like you're going to nitpick your son his whole life.
Jeff brought up a really good point. I can't believe that as a woman that was once a girl that was excited about going to prom, that you have no empathy for prom date number one here. How, like, you're just like, oh, she'll find, you know, I know she's excited now, but she's going to find another prom date. What if that was you back in the day?
Well, what if, you know, I don't know her. I don't know what's going on for her. I mean, who knows? Like, maybe my son might not be her first choice either. I mean, they don't even seem to really know each other. They just joke around a little bit. I mean,
and to answer your question,
it's not that I don't have any concern for her feelings. That's why, you know, I do really care how he lets her down easy. I want to make sure that it's not a traumatic situation for her. But I am my son's mother, and I look out for him, number one, above all else, even myself.
Mm-hmm. And to answer your question, Bert, it wouldn't have happened to her. She was popular back in high school.
Right.
It wouldn't have happened to her.
Of course.
It's crazy.
Actually, one person, it's taken us 3 days, agrees with what Megan is doing.
Awesome.
Is it Megan's best friend?
If Megan's best friend is Rick, then yes. Hey, Rick, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Yeah, no, I think you're being a little hard on her here. I agree with her. What she's doing is just looking out for her son. Now, it's not saying that that she's going to hurt the girl or not. That, I understand what y'all are saying there, but all she's doing is nudging him in a direction and helping his self-esteem.
Her son made a decision. He asked a girl out and committed to her. Why can't he just go out with prom date number two on a regular date some other time?
I think he can do that. However, you know, if she was worried about his self-esteem to begin with, and she's just trying to pump him up to say, look, why settle for girl number two when you really could have had girl number one? And so he did exactly what he should have done to begin with. He had girl number one.
But he didn't do it to begin with, so isn't it like a life lesson now? Well, you've got to see this through, but next time for your senior prom, right?
Well, no, I think what needs to happen here is he does need to be honest with the first girl that he asked and say, hey, look, I did want to go to the prom with you, but I really didn't feel like this other girl would go, but I did ask her.
Dude, you can't do that to a girl.
Oh, my God.
You can't do that.
I mean, what are you going to do? You can't take both of them.
You're going to go with girl number one.
You can't tell the girl, I asked you, but I really wanted to ask this other girl, and then I did ask the other girl, and she said yes, and now I don't really want to take you anymore.
Didn't that sort of happen to you?
No.
Didn't you tell us a story one time?
Oh, Jeff. Come on now.
About holding out for a girl, but she ended up going with somebody else?
I didn't hold out for her. She just told me she would go with me if Wayne Sterling didn't ask her.
That's it.
That's right, Wayne Sterling. Did Wayne Sterling ask her?
Wayne Sterling was my high school Dwight Schrute.
What's that, like your nemesis?
The guy in the office who's just like always around and annoying people.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was Wayne Sterling. I got a second to him, man.
Did Wayne ever, did he get the
date? Yeah, he went with her.
He did. But she said you were the backup date?
She said, yeah, that was her answer to me. Will you go to prom with me? Well, Wayne and I think Wayne's going to ask me. So if Wayne, God, I hear that name and I want to back over Wayne's with my car. Wayne.
Megan, we're going to go, but.
How come you don't remember your own wife's middle name, but you remember crap like that, stories that I told?
This right here is about money. This right here brings home the bacon. Hey, Megan, we're going to talk to you in a couple of weeks, if you don't mind, to find out how this all played out.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is The Bert Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.